So this is really educational talk, not even survey about some subject. And let's hope to invite some discussion later. So I will present very old result. Old, sometimes so old that I hope they have forgotten. So it will be even something new through this. The youngest result in the end, and the only one to which I have some relations, is 3 years old anyway. And I am not an expert in the subject I will talk. So if you will give me hard question, I will give you books where you may check answers. So my reason why I wanted to talk about this is to give some kind of point of view, some unified point of view for subjects which were very old indeed, going back to Newton, and to subject discussion which are under discussion in this conference, transportation of measure, geometric inequalities, what may be connection between Brainier map and Newton inequalities of 300 years ago. So this is what more or less my goal. I also hope that I will suggest in two places some kind of way which you may in your own problem. So I will not suggest a question, better to say problem is too responsible. I will not suggest questions, but I just, it would be clearer place than questions may be invited and invented by themselves. I think it is important because it will give some educational, yes, picture. So I will start with the list of results, so which was under discussion so many times here that just it would be some facts from convex classic, yes? Let me see, I want to go to the end finally of this list, yes? Okay, and I put A because it will be B group of inequalities and C group of inequalities. So this is group A, the end of the story. And first of them is Brun-Minkowski inequality. And by the way, I have my standard way of writing, which is not usual. This is volume for us, always. And whatever dimension it is. And D is Euclidean ball, because we have written this, so Euclidean ball. Okay? Just not to... I will see D already written. So Brun-Minkowski inequality, very well known, and it is some kind of concavity type. You will see why I call this hyperbolic. And second, with introducing of notion of mixed volume, which are defined. So it is volume of some lambda aki, Minkowski sum. And I would like here just to say that it is non-trivial that this volume is polynomial. It will be my goal in the end to trivialize this also, as point of view at least. A priori, when you look on this formula, you cannot believe. It looks miracle that it is polynomial on lambda, homogeneous polynomial, and coefficient written in such form that they are independent on permutation, because you may write this differently, of course, called mixed volumes. And mixed volume is polarization of volume. So diagonal of mixed volume is volume of body, if you take the same bodies. And a special case, which is very important, which is volume of K sum plus TD. And then coefficient, which is written, which gives here I, and here N minus I, call I square mass integral. And I started to write this, but Russian notation is different. It is this one, and till now I like this notation more, as we will see immediately. N minus I here reflect number of k you should take, and reflect level of homogeneity. And so next inequality, which is generalized Brun-Minkowski for mixed volume, and in this notation it looks strange, it's I and it's N minus I, it would be more natural in notation accepted in Russia. So, because then it's exactly the same level of homogeneity, if talking mathematics, this is what is important, the same level of homogeneity. And in fact, they may be again generalized, because it is not necessary to have here D, you may have any different convex bodies and the same inequality is true. And in such generalized form, it is, by the way, non-trivial inequality. If you consider volume inequality already, it's extremely ideologically non-trivial, but very easy. This is not easy. And they, in fact, all set of these inequalities equivalent to Alexander-Fenkel inequalities, okay, which said to you what's happened when you substitute. You have to, they are the same. Started three old body, but first two, you just may put instead of TK, and then instead of KT, and then you have this inequality. We will return to this. It will stay, and we will put some analogous later. And particular case of this inequality is very important. I return to my notation, Russian, there. I understand better, because again, otherwise I should put N minus I, to have the same level of homogeneity, and then they going down when index increase. So critical cases when J equal N, this is volume. So volume radius it's called. What is number such that volume Euclidean ball of the same radius has the same volume. And here for I equal 1, which is linear term because this expression mixed volume is homogeneous and linear with respect to every individual coordinate. And it's mean width called in convex geometry, and it's important parameter in functional analysis, in integration of dual norm on the Euclidean sphere. This critical inequality, this not critical, extremal case to I equal 1, J equal N call also Urysohn inequality, and we will discuss this a little bit later. Okay, so I stay with this slide, and let me put just another one, perhaps because I work here, for me more, it's better to put it on this one. And now part B, and part B going back in time, very much back in time, and discuss numerical inequalities. I hate to have secrets, but sometimes just disturbing to read. Okay? So, first, this numerical situation concern positive numbers now, xi, which I put sometimes as vector x, it's n positive number. And then we consider a linearly symmetric function, but I like to normalize it, to divide on n over I how many elements inside. And also as notation we keep e0 to identically equal 1. Then of course e1 is arithmetic mean and en is I said geometric mean, and it is a mistake. I should take root of n, which I did not take here. So it's n power of arithmetic mean. I'm sorry. And then Newton proved the following inequality. It's written. I don't need to read, but I suggest you to compare this with Alexander-Fenkel inequality, just as weak analogy. And we will see that it is more than weak analogy after some time. So again, some kind of reverse inequality with respect to what we would expect from convexities, concavity type theory. And this has corollaries, which I will now put all of them, it's not important, which was done by his students, Maclaurin. And this corollary says that for this elementary symmetric function, we have this series of inequality. You may go here to see Alexandrov inequality, which I wrote only two, but if you wrote all series, it exactly looks the same way. Okay? And the last two are arithmetic, now geometric mean. Now there exists 1 over n. But between there exists many other. So arithmetic geometric mean correspond to Urysohn inequality, exactly. And plays the same role as we play with Urysohn later. And proof are immediate from. I wrote them, it's immediate, for k equal 1, E0 equal 1, so it is this one. For k equal 2, you just wrote this inequality, you put what it is, E1, and you have next one, and so on. So proofs are immediate from Newton inequalities. Now, this Newton inequality is resulted in the fact that some polynomial has only real roots. And this is named hyperbolic coming from, yes? It is something which following from real roots. I may recall, and later I return for 2 words on this, that say triangle inequality, Cauchy-Schwarz inequality, they following from imaginary roots, and they are elliptical inequality. They have opposite sign. And this is hyperbolic one. They all following from some kind of real roots. All series, including, in, as we will see, also convexity. So now I would like to give proof of Newton, because it is such pleasure, we cannot believe that so many hundred years ago someone may invent a so beautiful proof, but perhaps oppositely, they knew to do beautiful proof, and we are doing technical one. I don't know. But Newton, proof of Newton inequalities, okay? For a second just, you may read when I just show for a second, I keep this just to see what inequality we want to prove. So you write polynomial P of X equal product, and because I put this normalized elementary function, I should take product N over J, and then you put homogeneous form of this, so I want to have also homogeneous order N, so it's T to the power N minus J, tau to the power J, and it has real roots for any fixed tau by T, for any fixed T by tau, so take derivative, it's every time real roots. So take one times N minus K minus 1 times derivative by T and K minus Y 1 times by tau. Together we took N minus 2 derivative. We stay with quadratic polynomial in the end. And this is quadratic polynomial. So now take tau equal 1. And the fact that it has 2 real roots is this inequality. It's also, it's all proof. Okay? In this case you may write also cubical real roots and to write corresponding relations, which is wrong for convex body. By some reason, polynomial corresponding to this in convexity, after all this derivation has real roots on any quadratic part, but not on cubical part. I don't know what is going on, something should understand. Okay, but this proof is beautiful, elementary, and we may take this out and forget. For the time being on this. And now I would like to return back, in fact. I want every time keep. So I believe you already remember this elementary Newton inequality. And we go back to other. I still stay in the part, B. So I'm dealing with numbers. And I will give you a list of others, numerical inequalities, done later. In fact, some of them inspired by convex geometry already, which is interesting. And going back to numerical one. So let us see some of them. It's written too much to read in the same time. Yeah? So let me, not too close, but to see, observe a little bit. Say here to stop. So I did very little, only two. I may put full talk of list of such numerical inequalities. So to fill analogy with, let us put a recent, more recent inequality, Marcus Lopez. You see this inequality correspond to this inequalities of, for mixed volume. You have homogeneity N minus I, so you have what is written. You have homogeneity K, and then you have this inequality. Of course, K equal 1 is equality and trivial, and K equal N is geometric arithmetic mean inequality applied twice. In fact, this procedure I will do later in some place, so I will not do this now. But it was proved using the next inequality. You see, your level of homogeneity now 1, and so it is without power stay. In fact, I don't know full analogous in convexity of this inequality, but some type of analogous was investigated and found like exactly after this was seen. So as a result of looking for analogous between numerical and convex inequality by Apostolos and some of his co-authors. And I will not put this because it's complicated form, and I'm not sure that it is exactly what is analogous. But what I want to say before I go to the next line, which would be already C, because it's timing pressure, so now it will start part C. That in fact, I believe that between all set of convex inequalities for convex bodies and numerical and multidimensional numerical, which I am going here, there is this complete parallelism. For everyone corresponds something, and sometimes it is challenged to find the right formulation. But and strangely, perhaps, because convex geometry, which is the most non-trivial part, developed so much, I believe that numerical part lacking some answers which already known in convexity. Proof are not similar here. Proof are not the same. Anyway, with all, it is not trivial inequality for k strictly between 1 and n, but it's anyway not so difficult as inequality we know for mixed volumes. Okay. Now we go to multidimensional case, which is still numerical, but now we talk about matrices. And for matrices, Sn form a space of real symmetric matrix. And for positive numbers, why here positive is not important, later will be important. We consider this determinant. And again, we may consider this polarization of this determinant, which will be coefficient here, which call mixed discriminant. Okay? One thing I wanted to note, it is absolutely trivial that it is polynomial by T. It was non-trivial for volumes. We will see that it is, in fact, with right understanding, the same level of non-triviality or triviality, but now it is not yet clear for us, yes? So this coefficient, call a misdiscriminant of this, and the fact that because they are symmetric, this determinant has only real roots in the same way as we saw with Newton inequality, leads to a lot of inequality for mixed discriminants. This is the same reason. You put some of, you will have. So, but it's a little bit more complicated sometimes to produce, but it's the same reasons. And it was done by Alexandrov, and it is one of his way to develop theory and to prove Alexandrov-Fenkel inequality. Alexandrov has four proofs of Alexandrov-Fenkel inequality, and Fenkel has one small remark that he knows of, which perhaps is not realizable, but no matter. We don't search justice here, we just have fact, because... And between these inequalities, exactly as Alexandrov-Fenkel, we see discriminant inequality, again, A, B, some matrices. Now we work with positive matrices only. It is reason just to give definition as for symmetric function. You may take any numbers. When you deal with inequality, you need positive. And it is square more than A, B, B, and we will discuss this later. Or another inequality that mixed discriminant is more or equal product of determinant to power 1 over n. And it is also true for mixed volume, which I did not put here. It was not time, no room here. But you see, the same inequality is correct for volumes, in fact. So we again see this complete analogy. And we will go furthermore with this. Because we also have reverse triangle inequality, which called, by the way, Minkowski inequality, which is exactly analogous for Brun-Minkowski, and it is inequality for determinants. And I show very quickly proof. But in fact, Brun-Minkowski inequality is easy because infinitesimally it is exactly this inequality for determinant. So in fact, you integrate this inequality in correct presentation and you have Брун Минковский. This is not happened with Alexander Fenchel. Alexander Fenchel inequality, its local infinitesimal form, does not correspond to any geometric situation, and it is real reason for difficulty there. So, but proof is obvious in a sense, just to see that connection with geometric arithmetic mean, this numerical part, I will say, of course, because positive matrix you may bring is not changing of determinant to diagonal form jointly, and then if it is diagonal, left part is this one, right is this one. Question means that it's equivalent but not yet proved. You divide, again it's equivalent but not yet proved. Then you take geometric part and it's less equal arithmetic, and it is already finish of proof, because when you take second one, you have the same. When you add, you have n times 1 divided on n, and you prove your inequality. So it's just twice geometric arithmetic mean inequality. But let us go one step further and to see more. There exists enormous amount of inequalities involving determinants which should have their analogous in convex theory, but and often I don't know this. Okay, and this is my invitation suggestion how to invent problems. Just any of them should have analogous. So inequality, I want to say now, it's Bergström, and it is in the Marcus Lopez type, just that it was early, yes, but I don't. And this says that if you, for positive matrix, create such matrix AI, now you have homogeneity level 1, and so you have this inequality. And analogous numerical inequality is very non-trivial. And this is trivial. This is not clearly what is going. Perhaps we don't understand sometimes extremal problems stay behind. Because you just consider minimization of this form and under condition first coordinate equal 1 and I coordinate equal 1, and then you receive this ratio. And now it's obvious, because minimum of sum more or equal minimum when you divide this. So right extremal problem immediately corresponds to inequality, and for numerical perhaps it is not so clear what it is. And so, but again, I expect some analogous for this which I don't know. Okay, so in fact I finish this A convexity, B numerical, C numerical multidimensional, and before I will start technical connection of all these inequalities, hyperbolic inequalities of a simple form, numerical and convex, I would like to give unified principle, which in fact known again, but some kind of, there are things which should be said, otherwise we sometimes forgot them. I already presented here enormous amount of inequalities here and there, and much more behind stay. And someone may ask how to remember all of them, but to remember them trivial. Because all geometry, all hyperbolic inequality corresponds to minimizing principle, which I will put now, and for all elliptic, maximizing principle. So you always know how to write these inequalities. And this is what I want to say. So all hyperbolic inequality correspond to this principle of minimization. If you take your quantity of two different objects, it's always more or equal minimum of two of them. And because in all these inequalities, absolute triviality, yes, say here, of course you may continue to write minimum, you put smallest one, and this would be square-square cancel. So it following this triviality, slightly less trivial that it's equivalent. In fact, you don't need to write inequality. It's enough to say hyperbolic, there exists minimizing principle, and you know how to write. It's recovered to you numbers will be this form or this form or above, only because of level of homogeneity. Homogeneity creates to you form, and I want to show something, otherwise it is completely perhaps not clearly. So Brun-Minkowski equivalent of to saying that it is more or equal minimum of if you put instead B A or instead A B. And Alexander Fenchel is equivalent to what is written here, you put instead of B A, instead, and all other mixed volume has exactly the same root. I'm not sure. I believe that perhaps most people immediately see it, but I will show this for... No, I need to show this here, yes? Because this should stay. For a second, if possible. No, I want it. Just 1 second of time, I just will show why it is following. Why, if you have minimal principle, it immediately following. So we want to say that A, B, C, 1, and so on, C, n minus 2, or I put here 3, I believe, n, more or equal, taken square, V, A, A, C, 3, and so on, time V, B, B, C, 3, and so on, right? So this, no, minimum, what I say, minimum of these two things. Yes, this is what we want, not necessary. Oy, oy, oy. Yes, this is given. I want to recover inequality as it's written. And so you do trivial thing. You put A as T, A0, T is positive, T, B0, and you choose T and tau in the way that these two things equalize. I believe majority already see what it is. Okay? And now you just put it inside, and then T going out, tau going out, right? And here we have V. We started with this inequality. And then it is equal V of A0, B0, C3, and so on. Now you use this principle, which say more or equal C tau, right? And what you should write, V, any of them, they are equal. So you may put A0, C3, and so on. But I want to put 2, so I put square root of them. They are equal. It is exactly what I want. C3, and so on. And now we taking this inside. This would be T square, tau square. T going here, tau going here. This became what we wanted, and this is the second what we want. So it is just immediately, and the show that, in fact, all this principle, sometimes it's a little bit more tricky, but always it is more or less the same. So you have very easy memories. You just know that it is... minimizing principle, and then nothing indeed to be worried immediately. Okay, but now just a few words, one page about thing I don't talk and nothing to talk, in fact. It's elliptic type inequality, just as opposite to hyperbolic type. And just to see that it's working the same way, just that hyperbolic is much more deep, it's much more rich. So, elliptic type connected with imaginary root, and triangle inequality is immediately, trivially connected with the same, but now it's maximizing principle. As all hyperbolic is minimizing, elliptic is maximizing, it's maximum of two quantities when you substitute the same thing. And Cauchy-Schwarz is the same. This is just equivalent to write maximum of two quantity and prove it's just again homogeneity in way instead of Ft, F0 with F0 have norm 1 and instead of G tau G0, and I don't want even to work on this more and perhaps slightly more, and it is why I wrote it is Yolder, because in Yolder inequality you want to put instead of GF, but it is wrong because F does not belong to the space. You should put something which belongs to the space. And combination of F which belongs to the space is F to power P minus 1. And homogeneity going only on G. So this is power. And indeed, this inequality, standard Yolder inequality, equivalent to maximum of 2. And I will not show. I wrote and I have another page. I believe it should be exercise. And if anyone had question, I will give answer. But this is equivalent inequality. Every elliptic type inequality is again maximizing principle. So, but we return back to to inequalities of hyperbolic one. And now we, I would like to have some connections between this theory to show idea for connections. And so how things connected. Of course, it was again under discussion, this Knotte map and Brenner map, but I will recall this in a word again. So first, as introduction to this connection, let me put a few remarks on this few remarkable maps. So first of them is Knotte map I want to show. Knotte, if you have ratio of volume, Knotte map starting by fixing coordinate system and Euclidean norm. Remembering this, we build the following map. I call measure preserving because if lambda is not 1, they preserve ratio of measure. So in fact, we shouldn't suggest that it's 1, and then it is measure preserving. So this is meaning of this signs. And then you just start it. You take any point x1, you take hyperplane, it's divided your body to some proportion of volume, and you choose point which do the same job, dividing in the same proportion. So your first function depend only on x1, but when you choose second function, you have already different ratio of volume, and so it is some kind of different map. So second depend on the position of first point and on the second coordinate, and so on. So it is triangular. And of course, product of diagonal derivative is lambda because it's exactly say how moving measure. And the example of use is proof, again, well known, of Brun-Minkowski inequality. And let us say this. So we take sum of body substitute for a smaller set. X plus image of point. It's very difficult to consider sum of bodies. And we're always looking for substitution this for a simpler expression, just sum of X and image of point. And then after you put the standard integral, and using Minkowski inequality for determinant, which I showed before, you come to this conclusion. It is exactly so. You actually take integral on determinant, as I explained. It is local inequality for Brun-Minkowski, and integrating of this give us result. I would like keep 1 second more this, so to compare with the next map, and it is Brenier map. And in Brenier map, we fix Euclidean structure, and we consider map, measure preserving, again, in the same form, preserving volume ratio, volume ratio. And then it means the determinant of Jacobian is in fact constant. And the remarkable thing is that there exists convex function defined on the domain. Domain of F is on inner part of body K. And our map C is gradient of this function. And in the same way exactly we may finish proof against Minkowski inequality. Interestingly enough, now we have Hessian, which is symmetric matrix, and before we have absolutely opposite case, triangular matrix. Before I will continue, I just want to take out one often heard misunderstanding here. It's often said that Brenier map is unique, as opposite to Knotte map, which is not unique, and it is together either wrong or right, and it is point of terminology. Because Brenier map is not unique, of course. It depends on Euclidean structure. You fix Euclidean structure. You have one map. But the same is here. You fix coordinate system and Euclidean norm structure on which you define your map, and then it is unique. So this is important to understand consciously, because when I saw talks before this yesterday, perhaps, I saw this written that it's unique. Nothing said about Euclidean structure, but then it's written gradient, which means that there exists Euclidean structure. But it is extremely unconscious because correctly, you sure say you have Euclidean structure, and then you may write gradient. The point is that we are interested in maps, and so we have also in Brinier map, we have this freedom of selection Euclidean structure and playing additional game with the map. We may do more when we realize that we have freedom in choosing this map. So I would like this point to be in conscience form, even that, of course, all theorem stated correct thing. But one warning, let me put, and this is the sum of these two bodies is usually not equal to this map. You really reduce it. This is trivial, but I would need to ask once McCann for clarification. And his clarification was immediate. If K is Euclidean ball and T is ellipsoid, then map C is, of course, linear map. And then X plus PX would be ellipsoid. And sum of two ellipsoids is never ellipsoid. No, they are different. They are not the same. So it is not equal. And this top, some kind of next stage of application, which I am going to. So in fact, there exists another map, and it was done in somewhat work 3 years ago, and it is easy taking into account level of knowledge. There exists map, which is in the same way measure preserving, such that sum of two bodies, in fact, equal x plus ux. So sum is realizable through just choosing correct point for every x, correct point u of x. And now I would like to apply this, because this will help us to see connection. However, we apply this differently. We are not going to result, but going to how it was proved, because this is better way of realization. And now we start this small piece. Let gamma be Gaussian standard measure on Rn, and let our body all has volume 1, that I could talk about measure preserving and not in some kind of... Then, our first step, it is existence of Brinier map, and we use this, saying that we have Brinier map which do this onto Ki, and Ki is gradient of convex function, and there exists result of Caffarelli which says that this is smooth function. In this case, it's C2 smooth, even C2 plus alpha. And then we apply another fact, which I know only from Gromov one paper, and it's strange. It looks to be, it should be known, but I don't know this from other source. So if Fi is too smooth, and domain is all Rn, and Hessian, determinant of Hessian, strictly positive, this is condition. Then we have the following thing, that if you organize sum of these maps, their image would be equal sum of images. What we want, this sum of bodies, images, bodies. So image of map equals sum of images. And this is an important condition, otherwise it is not necessary so. As a result, R and gamma under this map will map onto sum of these images, which is sum Ti Ki polar. And as a result, we have the following things. This I don't need to edit anymore. That volume of sum now equal integral on determinant of this Jacobian of this map, which is AI is Hessian of FI. And when we write this determinant as decomposition on this mixed determinants, we have this sum, and now polynomiality on Ti became triviality, right? It's property of determinant. So I explained what I said in the start, that the fact that mixed volume is polynomial on T, it is directly following from the fact that it's true for determinant, which is trivial. But more of this, we have expression for mixed volumes through integral on determinant. You know, to have this part, we were needed map onto. Map which give proof of Brun-Minkowski, couple of maps, but don't produce this map onto, would not be able to give us formulas. Now, no, as Psi I measure preserving map, determinant would be exactly gamma, n is accident. I put gamma n is n-dimensional Gaussian, but here I call this gamma. Under assumption that volume equal 1, which we had, otherwise it would be coefficient. And this inequality which I put for for mixed discriminant, which is not difficult inequality, immediately imply that corresponding mixed volume would be more or equal. I use, you know, it's equal, this expression, but now you use this inequality and became more or equal what is written here. But every Hessian is the same function gamma. So altogether you have gamma, altogether you have 1, which is in our normalization product of volume for homogeneity to power 1 over n. Now you may forget that volume equal 1 when you prove this is only homogeneity. Point, and we prove one of that inequalities I promised in some place. No, it was not written. It was written on some other scale. Okay? So as a result of somehow easy inequality on a mixed discriminant. But now I would like to have one remark, which is a strange remark, because, but I said some discussion I want on this subject. So let me put this remark on the last proof, which say that in fact we could go wrong way, not seeing end. In creating this map, see, I could choose different measures on Rn. Who said that it should be the same Gaussian? It could be any kind of measure probability you like, under condition not to be degenerate in some finite point. And do the same. And come to this part, as we came here. Just now, gamma I would be not equal all the same. And to finish, we need to use Yolder inequality, but which work in opposite direction, so we don't have proof. So we were lucky to choose them correctly. It is a simple example to be lucky. But now you may think what happened in more complicated cases. And if you think about Alexander-Fenkin inequality to prove through just right existing of transportation of measure, say, we should do the following. We have formula for mixed volume, which is this one. And we produce from this mixed discriminant inequality, which I said exists, correct, and not so difficult. It is, which is indeed consequence of real roots of determinant, you know, of real eigenvalues of a symmetric matrix. And now you want to finish. How you finish? You want to use Yolder inequality, which gives you exactly result, but just in opposite direction. And you need this in opposite direction. And you know that it is true. What it means for us? It means that perhaps there exists choice of this, all these maps, not choice which we took. Perhaps, you know, for every KTA3, we may choose function, convex function, such that corresponding expression would be just proportional. They should be proportional for some map, otherwise Alexander-Fenkin inequality would not be true. So, what maps are they are? I don't know. I don't think that transportation of measure which take care only about volume is the end of the story. I believe it is just first step of some kind of beautiful theory which said that we may transport measure taking care about mixed volumes or something else. Okay, this first step deal completely with all this theory when it's come down to volumes, but not when they come down to mixed volumes. So with this remark I finish, hoping that perhaps even some ideas of answer will be given now. Thank you.
Nice proof for the inequalities for mixed discriminants.
You
showed us the beautiful old proof for the
inequalities. I may send you to nice book, as I said. But, you know, it is like we discussed a few minutes before I enter, that, in fact, all this mixed say an equality generalized Brun Minkowski following from an, it is just game. It is just game with this real roots. So you take the sum of determinant of sum of Ti, Ai, all of them symmetric, plus some other parameter which define to you roots of polynomial. They all have real roots. And you put this mixed discriminant, and then you started to play with this some kind of game. And I was not patient to pay this to the end. But how immediately some inequality arrived, it's immediate. And to arrive concrete one, but Aleksandrov did this, and it is written in his, but not in such way, yes? Not in such way. What?
It's very similar to the other thing.
He
did it, it's almost the same idea.
And also later, theory was developed by Garding, and it's called hyperbolic polynomial, which puts this idea completely explicitly to the game, because they call polynomial to be hyperbolic if with respect to some point A. If you take a n-dimensional point, but you have polynomial, homogeneous polynomial degree m on n variables, you put p of x plus real number t times a. And if for every x, a is fixed, vector a, this polynomial has only real roots, it's called hyperbolic polynomial, and all theory developed for this. And determinant is particular case, immediately particular case from what I said. But there are more remarkable hyperbolic polynomials, say, indeed hyperbolic, what called x1 square minus x2 square minus x3 square minus xn square. And this also hyperbolic polynomial, which involved a lot of inequality behind, and in fact, I just did not check what they give.
Yes. So the mixed determinant inequality, there is in a particular case, I think where the matrices are commuting, it's a case which is enough to do the permanent projection. There is a very nice book
which before was done through mixed volumes.
If I'm not mistaken, it's wrong to correct me. He may be being too modest, and he has himself published a very nice group.
Who?
Mention that. That's wrong.
What you said? It's not for me. I don't know.
No, it's
of what? I'm indiscriminate. No, but I meant between book, your book, and Hermander book, Maurice, and I know Hermander convexity. Yes. What? Oh, I only now take them out. Let me quickly recover. I saw that slides nobody need anymore. Just a moment. I will find. Wrong way you want.
The last slide.
This one.
Right. So the last bottom. Can I make a couple of comments?
Yes.
Somehow this idea to prove the general case of Aleksandrov-Fenkel was something I talked about with John Erbach a little bit last summer. And so there's sort of an interesting PDE that one would like to solve in order to do this. And because, as you said, what you want to do is Cauchy-Schwarz or Holder at the end to get Holder
yes.
to do the wrong equality, so you want the case of equality in Holder. And so the PDE that you want to solve is the mixed discriminant of Hessian of F Hessian of F Hessian of G3 to Hessian of Gn
yes
ratio discriminant of Hessian of G Hessian of G
the same.
Sorry, I should call this something else. H3 to Hn Hessian of H3 to Hessian of Hn equals, I don't know, maybe constant.
Yes.
And so it's, so the situation is you're given H3 to Hn, and you want to find F and G such that this equation is satisfied. And if it happened that H3 to Hn were all equal to 1 half x squared, so that I had the identity matrix everywhere here, then there's a very nice theory of Hessian measures developed by various people, and the ones that I know that have worked on this are Schrödinger, Urbisch, and Vang. Although there's earlier work of Caporelli, and I don't remember who else.
Which give a result, yes?
Which say that you can solve this kind of equation. Mm-hmm. Even you can solve the top equals one constant and the bottom equals another constant separately.
To what bodies corresponds this map? If you gradient take just its Euclidean ball, it should be. So you know to through this you know to solve Alexander Fehnheld with two arbitrary K and T and Euclidean ball.
Something like that.
Well, I'm sure the maps Rn.
No, that's a problem. That's the problem.
But what?
This map doesn't map all of Rn onto the ball. If this map takes the ball onto itself, and so then there's another problem.
Ah.
Right. This is
just a moment. H3, Hn are not defined on all Rn.
Well, they are defined on all of Rn, and they give the identity map on all of Rn. So they don't take all of Rn onto the ball.
Uh-huh.
Which is too bad.
But then you may... this perhaps is fixable by just you need increase, corresponding increase to add to this. A square is just wrong power.
Perhaps. But somehow... What's critical for their like works are that this is when you put the identity matrix everywhere in the 3 through nth place, then this
yes.
mixed discriminant is the second symmetric polynomial of F. And so it depends only on the eigenvalues of Hessian F and nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And when you put other things here, it loses the symmetry. Now it depends on actually the whole matrix and not just its eigenvalues.
Yeah, but I also think that H3Hn may be selected and chosen.
Absolutely.
You don't need to have the same.
Right.
And I saw that it may perhaps simplify
right.
whatever you want to say about.
So the question in a certain sense is, can this nonlinear PDE be solved? And you have lots of choices about how you might approach this question. You might try to forget the denominator and just solve the top equals constant for given H3 to Hn and find F. Or if that's, you can add additional freedom if you say only I want the ratio to be constant, but then you have to look for two functions.
But from another side, I learn here that the right way of doing this is not thinking about PDE, but thinking about correct variational problems.
Right. So
and it may be correct variational problem corresponding to mixed volume and not for volumes.
Yes?
I'm taking up the talk's invitation to connect to numerical and geometric problems. And maybe worth at least observing that the old book of Beckenbach and
Bell. I mean this book between, but I wait for someone to ask me references.
there was actually a second volume projected from Looks into the End.
Just a moment. But it don't not exist. I looked through all literature. I did not find second volume. I thought even that they exactly wanted to have analogy, which they were unable because theory was not developed that time. Book of Inequality, Beckenbach and Bellman, which contain enormous amount of material. They're not classified, but if you work enough, you find almost everything about numbers. And
can you write some?
Yes. This, I was ready to this question, so I have correctly written name. Just again, I took this inside. Just a second. No, Bellman, I know to write, but Beckenbach, I also will succeed. With help of...
And Hermander is good book on some part. I don't remember year because this book I have in my office, so I don't need every time to look. So. But it is start of 90s, I believe.
Some people said you want them. Other questions?
Yes. But what? Yes. From what? From what map?
When you do the variation
principle.
Yeah.
So we do the same as we are doing to receive map which call your name, and then in the limit we will receive, because through choosing such epsilon we in fact fixing in the end. Yes. Surprise to me is how self-adjoint theory became its opposite in the end.
Yeah, I mean it's a feeling. I never really checked it.
You see, because every time you have self-adjoint operator on stage before, and in the end you have triangular operator.
You have something similar with matrices when you write a polar factorization of matrices, and I think which can be obtained in a variational way.
Yes.
And if you use the anisotropic Euclidean norm, then you should get this QR factorization where you have the upper.
So anisotropicity and Euclidean norm in the end destroys this self-adjointness.
Actually, at every stage as well.
What?
So self-adjointness,
yes,
is always with reference to a particular metric.
No, of course. It is.
Right. So it's not self-adjoint with respect to the standard metric. It's self-adjoint with respect to the
trip. I understand. But on every stage of this epsilon choosing, you have self-adjointness.
With respect to the epsilon norm, you have self-adjoint, but with respect to the standard norm, you have non-self-adjoint.
No, I understand this, but I take limit. And limit you compare with original norm,
exactly,
in a sense.
Exactly.
Okay, this explains.
Yes.
Okay, this explains. I did not know this, basically. Okay.